A formal determination of military emergency, signed this summer, has set in motion a federal process that could fast-track new pain medications for U.S. troops wounded in combat or attacks involving weapons of mass destruction. The action, published in the Federal Register on Sep. 3, 2026, represents a significant activation of rarely used emergency legal authority that bridges national security and the federal drug approval system. On July 15, 2026, when the Secretary of Defense determined that a military emergency, or a significant potential for one, exists involving a heightened risk to U.S. forces from chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear agents, as well as conventional weapons including firearms, projectiles, and explosive devices. Acting on that determination, the Secretary of Health and Human Services declared on August 31, 2026, that circumstances exist to justify emergency use authorizations for drugs capable of managing moderate to severe acute pain in military casualties. The HHS declaration clears the legal path for the Food and Drug Administration to issue those authorizations. What the declaration actually does. An emergency use authorization, EUA, allows the FDA to permit use of a medical product that has not yet received full approval, or to allow an approved product to be used in a new way when certain emergency conditions are met. In this case, the unmet need centers on battlefield pain management. Injuries from enumerated threats, including CBRN attacks and combat wounds, can cause casualties to experience life-threatening hemodynamic instability, shock, or respiratory distress. Conditions where standard pain management options may be inadequate or unavailable in austere military environments. Section 564 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act authorizes HHS to issue such declarations based on one of four triggering determinations: a domestic emergency declared by the Secretary of Homeland Security, a material threat identified under public health security law, a military emergency declared by the Secretary of Defense, or a public health emergency declared by the HHS Secretary. The current action flows from the third pathway, a military emergency determination, making it distinct from the EUA mechanisms more widely associated with pandemic response. The declaration itself does not authorize any specific drug. It creates the legal framework within which the FDA commissioner, acting under delegated authority from HHS, may issue individual EUAs for products identified and supported by the Department of Defense as meeting an unmet operational medical need. Announcements of any specific authorizations will be published separately in the Federal Register. Implications for force health protection. The action underscores ongoing concerns about gaps in medical countermeasures for troops operating in high-threat environments. Pain management in mass casualty scenarios involving CBRN events presents particular challenges. Existing approved therapies may be insufficient in austere conditions, difficult to administer under fire, or carry risks that are unacceptable in operationally demanding settings. By invoking Section 564, DoD and HHS are signaling that the need is urgent enough to bypass the standard full approval timeline, which can take years. The EUA pathway allows promising candidates, including drugs with meaningful clinical data but incomplete approval packages, to reach deployed personnel faster when national security demands it. The declaration is a reminder that the federal medical countermeasures enterprise operates across both civilian and military channels, and that military health protection authorities can be engaged independently of, and in parallel with, civilian emergency declarations. Products authorized under a military EUA may inform future civilian applications, and the legal and regulatory infrastructure is shared. The FDA is expected to publish any resulting authorizations promptly in the Federal Register, as required by statute. For now, the declaration stands as a policy signal that the threat environment facing U.S. forces has reached a threshold requiring extraordinary regulatory action. Sources and further reading. Emergency Use Authorization Declaration, Federal Register. This article was researched and sourced by Global Biodefense Editors and reported with Claude AI assistance for drafting and editing.